You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for dealing with my little trauma yesterday. I was able to get, we glued my eyebrow up, for those of you that missed the whole big story. Of course, you never see this on Reuters. Nobody cares what happens to Dr. Dahlia. Anyway, cat gets spooked while I'm taking a nap. For some reason, I don't know if it was a dog or something. Nothing was happening to her, but she just decides to run and run across her my face. So, big, huge, nasty nail splits open the eyebrow. Of course, I was thanking God it didn't, you know, enter the orbit, hurt the eye. A puncture to the orbit is never fun. But, you know, we had to get kind of sewn up or glued up to not have this big, huge, gaping, bleeding mess. I was able to do at least an hour of the show because I really did not want to take off. I don't like playing replays. I like giving you guys as new information as possible because I don't like it. I don't like listening to a radio show and hearing something that happened a year ago, you know, or 2 weeks ago. I just like new. I mean, unless it's something that was really entertaining, you know, the older I get, I don't know how much more entertaining I am. So anyway, probably going to have a scar. I don't know how that's going to work. You know, I do a lot of TV interviews. We're also in the works of considering a local TV health show that I would do. And I'm really frustrated because I was going to wax my eyebrows. My eyebrow, you know, making it to two eyebrows. I was planning on doing that this weekend. Because I have a couple speeches to give, and that's how I prepare for the speech. I don't actually work on the content, as y'all have guessed. I try to work on my looks. And now you can't rip my eyebrow hair out because now I got this big wound that's kind of glued together. They said, don't move your face. Don't make any facial expressions. Now, it's very difficult today in clinic because, you know, when you see a patient, it's like, hi, how are you? I cannot move my upper brow. I could just talk to you like this. Didn't go over well. So I was like, hey, how's it going? Now, you see, try that. Try not to move your face going, hey, how's it going? See, I don't want to move my face doing it, but you all know how I talk. So anyway, doctor said, do not talk about Obamacare. Do not get yourself upset. Do not get yourself riled up on air, and I'll let you go back on air. But be careful because this thing will split right open, and then we're too late for stitches, and you have a scar. Why didn't I get the stitches? Because I'm a wussy. I didn't want to get the stitches. Just didn't want to do it. Well, the problem is also is I have to give a talk tomorrow to 60-plus Nevada, a phenomenal group of seniors that are very concerned about changes that have gone on within this current administration, wants to know how we approach healthcare, Medicare, and the next election. So I have a big talk tomorrow. And I just didn't want the stitches and all that, so I got the glue. We'll see how it looks. Yeah, I'm trying to look sexy. Thank God I do radio. Vince Rice from Henderson, he must have written this yesterday. Dr. Dahlia, when you're on television, none of us are looking at your eyes. You can't see anything else. Come on, please. I'm in a coat. And honestly, if you were looking at anything else, then I would say you probably have to concentrate on my niece. So anyway, thank you all. Don't worry, little kitty cat's fine. She was the youngest of the rescue kitties that we have. And I don't know what spooked her out. It's just I got to figure out how to keep her away from me when I'm asleep. And these cats, they just love being by your head, love being by your face. They always sniff, right? And she likes to lick my eyelashes to wake me up in the morning. She licks my eyelid and my eyelashes to wake me up. And so I'm kind of nervous because what if she, you know, gets spooked again? What's she going to do to my face? So I don't know. But anyway, so hopefully I get all healed up before. Some of you guys are going to see me tomorrow. So just kind of, you know. I know. I need somebody to kiss the boo-boo. Okay, we have a lot to talk about. All right, there's like a new AIDS-like disease that has been described in Asia. We need to talk about that, see what that means. We're also going to talk about how smokeless tobacco, the cancer agent, has been identified by scientists. So we'll talk about that. They say fathers who lead stressful lives are more likely to have daughters who are stressful. That kind of makes sense. I mean, my father was military. I kind of get that. We still have that Swedish hospital has not ceased advertising for hot nursing staff. What else do we have? We have more and more proof that when you get gastric band surgery or lap band surgery or any type of weight loss surgery, we are finding that people are losing their diabetes. It's phenomenal. And I've seen it in my office. We're going to talk about that. If we have time, it looks like vitamin D may actually help fight winter colds. It looks like, and I'm sure many of you guys have already heard that, a group of ICE agents, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, have filed a lawsuit against their own agency regarding not deporting the illegal immigrants. This is kind of interesting. I'm going to want to talk to you about that. All right. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email me. Many of you have. We'll try to get to some of these emails at, excuse me, I'm going to burp, drdolly.com. All I had for dinner was two chicken wings and a couple pieces of celery. Yeah, and I dipped it in some ranch. That's it, and I'm getting heartburn. I know. They were just two little chicken wings. I like plain, and I take off the skin. My husband, you know, likes a medium, and so you're going to hear a lot of burps, which is good because then maybe we'll talk about eructation and chicken wing-induced esophagitis. We might as well, especially if I'm going to incur that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. I'm sure George is back there. I know everybody asked me about George. George is cuddly. Okay, Donovan is cuddly too. But from what I understand, George, you just want to cuddle up to him and do your whole radio show. Now, I haven't done that yet. I don't know if he wants me to cuddle with him for 3 hours, but he is just cuddly. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, when you go on Facebook later or tomorrow, don't forget to search Dr. Dahlia's show. I am loving the new connects. I love to see you guys because your pictures are there, talking to you. It's so much fun. I love being able to see who I'm talking to because I think I'm just talking to hot air, and I think I'm just spewing hot air. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We'll be right back with your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry. and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HVExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or HVExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. That is what this is all about. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, what is your show about? Haven't gotten figured out yet. Okay, deal with the medical headlines. Well, we don't have medical headlines. We talk about everything else. Okay, I mean, remember, I got a three-hour show. I got to fill up a three-hour tour, and that's how I fill it up. I sing Gilligan's Island songs. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hello?
Hi, Doc Dolly.
Hi.
I'm Dave LeBeau, live in North Carolina. I'm very concerned about the cancer rate that seems to be really growing for some reason. Over the last year, I have seen so many people with cancer. Just seems to be many, many, many more than was even a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear anybody talking about it except the folks I know. Talk to people in Ohio, Virginia, at least this part of the country, we're all seeing the same thing. That I would say 50% of our prayer requests at church are cancer-related.
Wow.
So what do you think about all this?
Well, yeah, thank you. Wow. Okay. Me as a physician, I see this all the time. And I had told you all years ago that when I noticed just in training was one out of every two people get cancer. And then I actually discussed this about a year ago saying, I bet that number is even more. I bet more than 50% of us become afflicted with some sort of cancer. And there are many reasons for why cancer rates will rise. In fact, there was an article last week saying senior cancer rate was estimated to rise threefold. This was a, I'm pulling up here, Macmillan Cancer Support Study showed that they believe 1.3 million over 65s had cancer in 2010, and the number would be up to 4 million by 2040. One in four retirees could be given cancer diagnoses in 2040. I think that's more. This was a study done in the UK. So I'm with you on that. But if I had to be, dead honest, I haven't seen more cancer rates this year. I've seen the same this year, but keep in mind, this is a recession. I've seen less patients this year. I've also been physically seen less patients because I went from a 1 hour a day show to a 3 hour a day show. So I left the office earlier in the day, in order to be able to, execute that. And if I have the same number of cancer patients this year as I did in previous years, and I'm seeing less the patients, you're right, proof is in the pudding there, we have an increase in cancer. Now, why? The Dr. Dahlia Show is on air. Yeah, very good, very good, good answer. Yeah, of course, you know, you now have, well, you've had medical talk radio, you know, but you have me, and I think I've educated a lot of people to look for moles and to, you know, check their stool and check their prostate and even to visit a doctor and have them try and check it too. So anyway, we've had a lot of people, I think, you know, educated on it. I think many of us have started to convince ourselves that we need to work on the pending and the dooming heart attack that many of us could be at risk for. So people who told me 10 years ago in my office there was no way in high heaven they were going to take a cholesterol medication have been coming back to my office, those that have been still living in Las Vegas or moving back, going, I think I'm ready. So I think many more people are convinced to take medications to protect their heart and, you know, their cholesterol, such that they have now time and years to grow to therefore be afflicted with cancer. So I would say the number one reason we're seeing more cancer is because we are increasing our life expectancy and we are seeing more seniors and we're seeing more healthy seniors. If you outlive the heart attack and if you outlive the heart disease or the stroke, then we start to see more and more cancer. Also, we've been running more tests. You know, when I was in training, we were told that there were hardly any screens for cancer. Then we come out of training, we start to see what's been happening lawsuit-wise, and lawsuits were on the rise. That many of us doctors who were taught by the old-school doctors go, no, 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 I mean, you do what you can, patients like you, you'll only get sued if you do something stupid. Many of us newer generation doctors were seeing people get sued left and right for missing a cancer that you weren't technically supposed to screen for. And at that point, we're seeing more and more doctors run tests. I mean, if you look at healthcare costs, what has been spent on healthcare in the last 10 years increased exponentially from obviously decades before. Yeah, yes, yes, you know, CT scans and MRIs are more expensive, etc. But that's another thing, too. When I was in training about 15 years ago, sorry, I always have to think this through, MRIs were of use. But I remember in radiology, they didn't spend time with my group teaching us MRIs. MRIs were very new. CAT scans, we had to learn how to read. X-rays, we read very well. Ultrasounds, it was looking like a Frosty the Snowman cartoon during the winter scene. You couldn't really make anything out. It was all kind of wintery and snowy. But MRIs were relatively new. Now, maybe MRIs were being used more often than I thought, but they weren't teaching us medical students and residents to use them, probably because of the cost. You know, and so many of us, we get out into practice now into the late 90s, early 2000s, 2001, 2003, and we're like, oh my gosh, an MRI is going to tell us more. There's a spot. Let's do the MRI. Let's do the CT. Oh, we could do the PET scan. So as a result, we're finding more cancer. We just picked up a mass on someone's kidney because They were having some blood in the urine. We decided to ultrasound them. Found there was a mass on the kidney on ultrasound. Radiologist said go and CAT scan. We went and CAT scan, found the mass. So there's also an argument that maybe we're just finding more things. All right. Many of us doctors, even though now the pendulum is swinging back and a lot of the students I've seen, you know, they're telling them be cost effective. Don't order the test. Yet they come to our clinics and we say, oh, my gosh, you think there's something going on. You order the test and you find that cancer. So I think we've been finding more. You know, we weren't recommending to people in the 90s go to a doctor every year and get screened for melanoma and squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinoma. Well, we're doing that now. Go get a skin cancer screen. So if you're noticing that more people are getting diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma, basal cell carcinoma, et cetera, again, we're screening for it more. Chest x-rays, we're doing a lot more chest x-rays. So as you can see, there's a lot of reasons for that, right? We have more baby boomers. We have people outliving the heart attack. We have doctors sick of seeing the lawsuits against their colleagues who, quote, unquote, missed the cancer. But and let's take a look. What kind of cancers have been found to be on the rise? Well, esophageal cancer. That's a biggie. Esophageal cancer is on the rise. Why? Well, we've all been kind of been eating crappily. Maybe it's because we used to use the plop plop fizz fizz, the certain antacids, and maybe those antacids we were popping all the time, and then we realized, no, 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 we aren't supposed to be popping them. We're supposed to be getting a pharmaceutical, and then some of us don't get the pharmaceutical. But I remember my grandfathers and my mothers and my aunts and uncles, they were plop plop fizzing, fizzing all the time. And again, esophageal cancer on the rise because we're finding it in more and more people who didn't get the heart attack in their 40s. Pancreatic cancer, again, more and more people drinking the nitrates in the food. Remember, in the last 20 years, more people have been eating fast food as their main staple. Sodas have been their main staple. Whereas still, we had moms in the house cooking. And I don't mean to say that stereotypically or chauvinistically, but if you really think about it, I mean, I remember my mom, she worked. But there were many times in between work she would be there to cook. That was the 70s and 80s. You know, many couples now, or many families, mom and dad are both working, so we see more fast food. What other cancer? Lung cancer? We are hoping to see that go down. It's got to peak soon. Now that we're seeing more and more people quit smoking, I believe we're going to slowly start to see that go down, but not anytime soon. Let me see, what other types of cancers? Colon cancer. Colon cancer, again, we're finding, it's interesting. You know, we didn't realize my grandfather had colon cancer until he was dying. Okay, they weren't really, you know, doing colonoscopy in the late 70s, early 80s. You know, by the time they realized he had colon cancer, it had spread. Same thing with my grandmother. People were dying of colon cancer, and these were people who made it to their 60s and 70s, who, again, didn't have heart attacks before. I have no idea if any in my family had prostate cancer or breast cancer, because everybody died. Nobody in my family ever lived longer than their 60s. So we don't know. Yet, like you see in church, okay, we have a lot of people, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, if you're in your 60s, that's middle age. That's not considered senior anymore. So I wouldn't be scared about cancer being, I doubt there's something in the air, or I doubt it's our computers. I doubt it's cell phone radiation, and that's why we're getting more cancer. I just think we're getting really, really good at picking it up. Again, I'm a little nervous because as Obamacare kicks in and as the healthcare changes come into play, we're going to be asked to screen less PSAs, less chest x-rays, less thyroid ultrasounds. All right. But fabulous question. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about lung cancer and cancer before the break. This was very interesting. Drugs.com reports that scientists have identified the cancer-causing agent in smokeless tobacco. Now, some of you are like, what? I don't do chew. I don't need to listen to this. Well, actually, more and more people have been going to smokeless tobacco because regular cigarettes have become more and more expensive. So even though cancer rates, remember I said I don't really expect lung cancer rates to fall too quickly, because people are leaving cigarettes to go to smokeless tobacco or to go to cigars. Anyway, they say the culprit causing cancer in smokeless tobacco, then most specifically oral cancer, found in such products like chewing tobacco and snuff, is nitrosamine compound called S-NNN. Okay, you guys got all that? Right. Triple N. Nitrosamines in tobacco are considered to be cancer-causing, according to the U.S. National Cancer Institute. I didn't really need to know the name, did you? I didn't. Anyway, these compounds are also found, for those of you that are like, wait a second, nitrosamines. She talked about nitrosamines. See, very good, very good. You are just ripe for the picking for that pop quiz. I love it, I love it. Anyway, they say these are found in beer. It's also found in bacon. And remember, bacon can cause cancer. A lot of our processed meats that uses the nitrosamines, hot dogs, etc. I think hot dogs. Hot dogs have nitrates. We know that. And I believe they also have nitrites. I need to check if they have the nitrosamines. And I'm really going to have to get my reading glasses on to see if I see any S double triple N. Anyway, the researchers are scheduled to present their findings Wednesday at the American Chemical Society annual meeting. Yes, I do expect that to be standing room only. They say this is the first example of a strong oral cavity carcinogen that's in smokeless tobacco. Our results are very important in regard to the growing use of smokeless tobacco in the world, especially younger people. I've tried chew, people. It's disgusting. Really? Who is still using chew? It is disgusting. There's no flavor. You have to spit. I don't want to think about it. It's gross. 9 million of you? In this study, laboratory rats were given two types of low-dose triple N for 17 months. The time frame was equated to humans consuming a half tin of smokeless tobacco on a daily basis for 30 years. I know we used to use those as like hockey pucks. All right, what happened to the rats? Okay, they got oral and esophageal tumors. Now, they think they could remove S-NNN from smokeless tobacco products, actually remove it. Well, I mean, why is it in there? I mean, what do you need it for? It doesn't tell us what they need it for. Well, look, if you guys want more information, you are going to have to go to the American Chemical Society annual meeting in Philadelphia. No, I don't have the address or the dates. Can you Google it? I want to go. I am so excited about this. I even want to go. Yeah, it's American Chemical Society meeting. It's got to be pretty cool. Remember, chemists are not geeky. Chemists could be pretty sexy. Remember with all the beakers and everything? Yeah, yeah. Don't underestimate a chemist. Very sexy. Okay, let's go on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. A new AIDS-like disease has been described. I'm wondering if this was the type of story that they saw in the late 70s when they were trying to figure out what AIDS is. All right, okay, but now researchers have identified a mysterious new disease that has left scores of people in Asia and some in the U.S. with AIDS-like symptoms, but they do not have HIV in their system. Remember, HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus, causes AIDS. Not all people with HIV come down with AIDS, but you really can't get AIDS without HIV. You guys get all that, right? AIDS is your acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. You acquire an immunodeficiency. It's a syndrome that you got usually from HIV. Now, here they're saying there's no HIV, but the patient's immune systems become damaged, leaving them unable to fight infection. They have no idea what triggers this, but they do not think the disease is contagious. They also don't think it's inherited, and it's not acting like it's spreading the way a virus would spread. So Dr. Sarah Brown is a scientist at the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. No men. I'm sorry. I do not think she's single. She says this is absolutely fascinating. I don't think it's fascinating. I think it's scary, but that's just my take. See, why don't they quote me? Oh, because I didn't do research on this. Yeah, okay, good point. Yeah, but I wouldn't be saying this is fascinating. I'd be saying this scares living poops out of me, right? I don't have to evacuate my bowels after this story. She said, I've probably seen at least 3 patients in the last 10 years or so who might have had this. They say it's so possible that an infection of some sort could trigger the disease, even though the disease itself does not seem to be spread person to person. It appears to develop around the age of 50, does not appear to run in families. Some patients died of overwhelming infections. Okay, I don't want to go into some of these cases because that's kind of sad. All right. So the National Institute of Health is all over this one. Now, for those of you, we spent a significant amount of time a few weeks ago talking about HIV because remember I told you it was one of the most intelligent viruses I know? Well, there's a lot of things that appear intelligent, you know, compared to me. So, but in terms of viruses, remember, HIV is a super smart virus as opposed to a stupid virus like the cold. Cold, I think, is a stupid virus because it affects something that's right out there in the open so everybody can see it. Everybody knows you have the cold. You can even sneeze the cold out. And it doesn't really self-replicate and live for a long period of time. It just kind of, you know, self-limits. Not really the smartest type of virus. Those are your adenoviruses. Sometimes the enteroviruses. Enteroviruses are a little smart. Your adenovirus is usually kind of stupid. Okay. Then, of course, your medium smart viruses is your hepatitis viruses and your varicella herpes viruses. Those find a place to live the rest of their life in the host and replicate and come out. And they don't seem to let everybody know they're there when you get them. Sometimes they'll just quiesce and subside so they know how to duck and take cover. HIV, one of the most brilliant viruses, because where it decides to attack is the only cell that can really fight it, the T cell. So the T cell is the cell in your body that fights infection. So HIV fights the T cell, so it can't be fought, actually makes the T cell self-replicate itself and shoot out more viruses. People become extremely immunodeficient because they don't, first their T cells are making more HIV virus, replicating more, and their T cells aren't fighting other infections. And people get HIV not by a simple cold, not by oral fecal, they get it by something that's considered very fun, sex. Or they can get it through blood. So HIV is, you know, one of the more, that's why I call HIV kind of a super smart, smart ass type of virus. I don't like it. Also, we feel that it has the potential to mutate. Now, so this new thing, we're going to kind of keep an eye on. I mean, the fact that it says it's not acting virally and it doesn't appear to be contagious and we're not seeing inherited spread, this may be some sort of an acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, but we just need to figure out the agent. Doesn't sound like a lot of people have it, but it's enough for people to take a peek. No, I don't think it's fascinating. I think it's scary. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the news this week, doctors are reporting that they are seeing more and more people get off their diabetic medications after they have weight loss surgery. I could see it too. In fact, I love sending people for weight loss surgery because they're so happy and we get them off their medicines. But I don't really have to see them anymore, so I am going to have some difficulty paying the power bill eventually if all my patients lose weight, but that's what I want. I want you guys getting better. We want to fight obesity. And it shows you how much obesity plays a factor in diabetes. Now, many of my high blood pressure patients, they lose weight, and they still have to be on the high blood pressure medicine. And I've explained why. When we've reviewed high blood pressure and why you have it, a lot of times it's this mechanism within your body that has nothing to do with obesity. Yes, obese people have higher blood pressure, but many people with high blood pressure, it had nothing to do with their weight. They were just, you know, genetically predisposed. Yet people with type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance secondary to fat, as opposed to lack of pancreas function, you lose the weight, you lose the diabetes. Absolutely. So we'll talk a little bit more when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about in the next 12 minutes. It's 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Of course, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget when you're on Facebook later to look up the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. Follow us on Twitter and think about next summer break. We're going to be going to Alaska on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal time. I definitely want you to come with us. All right, really quickly here. ICE agents are suing their own agency over deferred deportations. Did you guys hear about this? 10 ICE agents are suing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, arguing that the Obama administration is not letting them fully identify and deport illegal immigrants. ABC News reports that Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano says her department does not have the manpower or money to deport the 11 million illegal immigrants in the U.S., so she issued a memorandum last year ordering immigration officials to focus their efforts on dangerous illegal immigrants. Then, of course, in June, Obama announced a program that will allow up to 1.7 illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to have deportations deferred for at least 2 years. Well, if you thought we all were upset about that, imagine people within the agency. The 10 ICE agents suing Napolitano and ICE Director John Morton say those directives violate the Constitution and federal immigration law. You think? We are federal law enforcement officers who are being ordered to break the law. Thank you, said Chris Crane, an ICE agent and president of the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council, a union for ICE employees. Now, I know union's a bad word, but give these guys a benefit of the doubt for a second here, okay? This directive puts ICE agents and officers in a horrible position. Now, ICE spokesman Ross Feinstein did not comment on the lawsuit, but said more than half of the nearly 400,000 illegal immigrants deported in 2011 had been convicted of crimes, the largest number in the agency's history. He said that shows the decision to focus on the most dangerous illegal immigrants is a policy that works. Whereas in June, they're going to defer deportation if you had a non-severe criminal offense. You could still have criminal offenses and still get to stay in our beautiful country of ours on our taxpaying dollars. Okay, so I'm kind of relieved that I'm not the only one that thought that was ridiculous. It's kind of nice to know that people even within the agency I think it's stupid. So from what I understand, Janet Napolitano, from what I understand, admits that because the government has a system that's lacking, they're going to pick only certain people to ship out of the country. Meaning, again, there's no fine line between legal and illegal. So my guess is they're going to have to redefine what an illegal immigrant is. An illegal immigrant is somebody that the United States cannot afford to keep, whereas a legal immigrant is somebody who snuck here illegally, possibly, you know, if in their past they perform no crimes or some sort of crimes, will not be deported because the government doesn't have the money. Where's all the money going to? Planned Parenthood. Okay, I'm confused. Can we have somebody who knows something about passing a budget and balancing a budget in this administration, please? All right, this is ridiculous. See, this is the first time I heard that Janet Napolitano said they don't have the manpower or money to deport the immigrants, so they're just going to keep them there and just deport the bad ones. Doesn't make any sense. Why don't we have our act together? And we wouldn't have to. We wouldn't be in this financial position if we had a better immigration system. Then you wouldn't have to worry about coming up with the money to deport them. Don't let them in. Well, we're promising them free education and the Dream Act. We can't stop them from coming. Surprise, surprise. Can't stop them from coming. I mean, I would plow my butt through. If I wasn't American and I thought that I could get my kids, you know, college and schooling, you know, for less money than what Americans actually pay just for sneaking in illegally, I mean, that's a pretty good return on your money. That's a pretty good gamble. I don't get it. 1-877-DOCTOR. I mean, it's interesting to see. 10 of them are suing. Okay, let's move on. Medical news. Vitamin D may thwart kids' winter colds. Thwart is a weird word, isn't it? I can help you thwart that infection. Take this prescription. I should start talking like that. The problem is I don't like to say thwart because you spit when you say. That's a very difficult word to not spit when you speak. Taking vitamin D supplements may lower children's risk of respiratory infections. The study included 250 school children in Mongolia with low vitamin D levels during the winter. They had them take a vitamin D supplement, which reduced the risk of respiratory infection. Low levels of vitamin D among the Mongolian children are relatively common in America as well, particularly black children who live in the northern states. The children were given 300 units of vitamin D a day. Right now in the U.S., we recommend 400 units for children. So they believe there's strong evidence between the association between low vitamin D and respiratory infections. And treating low vitamin D levels in children with an inexpensive and safe supplement will prevent some respiratory infections. Okay, so is it the actual supplement or is it being low in vitamin D? Okay, there's a little difference. Okay, if you're low in vitamin D, are you at risk for infections? Or, all right, which they should have tested, if you have a kid with a cold, all right, if you throw vitamin D at them, not so much improving their vitamin D status. I've had people that take oral vitamin D and nothing happens. Can vitamin D be used as an agent to fight colds? Okay, there needs to be just a little bit more scoop on this particular piece of scoop. But interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, the Swedish hospital, you guys heard about this, remember a few months ago? Swedish hospital wanted to attract employees for the summer. And so they wanted you to be motivated, professional, have a sense of humor. And, of course, you will be TV series hot. Yeah, or you have to be, I guess, TV series hot. Now, some people, you know, yelled and screamed, going, oh, it's ridiculous, it's sexist, blah, blah, blah. Yet nursing manager Jorgen Anderson said, being good-looking is no requirement at all. We just put an ad out looking for interest and got a great response. Now, okay, what's interesting about this, and now the hospital says they really haven't gotten much negative feedback. You know, I've seen many, many companies, and I'm sure you all have too, that thought it would increase business and increase customer attraction if your customer service people were attractive. And there's actually been, I think, plenty of evidence that if there's good-looking staff, people go. I didn't realize this. Okay, I mean, I think everybody in my office is I mean, they're great. Everyone's nice. Everyone's cheerful. I mean, you know, every now and then we have a male nurse that kind of floats through. But for the most part, we're all women. And, you know, okay. I mean, I don't really think I'm any, you know, hot mama. But, you know, apparently with the medical students in the medical school, there's rumor that, you know, you should rotate in Dr. Dahlia's office, not so much because it's an easy rotation and easy honors, but the staff is good looking. Now, I think the girls are all beautiful inside and out, but so people notice that kind of stuff, and then they spread rumors. Now, I am very, very adamant on my patients not hitting on my staff. And we just pick competent people. But I guess our staff is pretty good looking, and the word is out if the medical students are talking about it. But no, do not hit on my staff. And do not hit on me. And then you got my husband. You know, he goes, you know, stomping up and down the hallway. So I don't get hit on. Doesn't really seem to happen anymore. All right. Oh, I wanted to talk about dads making their daughters crazy. All right. Well, look, we got a whole show ahead of us, so if you all could stick with us, please do. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy. Please check out Freeze Dry Guy on my website. Don't forget to check out the Alaskan Dr. Dolly Cruz. Don't forget to find me on Facebook and Twitter. And if this is your stuff, have a great rest of your home. If not, stay on board. We got a lot more. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.